Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
Lord Yah, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But you, O Lord Yah, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my hand. I cried to Yah the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for Yah the Lord sustained me. Sustain means to maintain, keep, or support me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord Yah, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to Yah the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people, Selah. Amen. I have read to you in its entirety, Psalm 3. The Lord helps his troubled people. Let's have a word of prayer. You take a minute or so to say your prayer as well. I will say, take a minute or so to pray to our Father God in heaven. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, we, your lost sheep, come humbly before you in prayer, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy to us. I thank you, Father God, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city where I am. As well, Father God, thank you for, and we ask you for, if we do not have pain, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, and happiness, courage, boldness, we thank you for restoring us lost sheep. We also thank you for prosperity in all things. In Yahweh's name, also, or a.k.a. Jesus, also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is a Saturday. To keep it holy and do no work. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. You people who have been listening to me for a while, you know to have your three P's. That is your pen or pencil and paper. And now they have stuff called tablets and notebooks. I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah. Yay! We're starting a new book today, July 27th. Saturday, Sabbath. July 26, 2014. Jeremiah chapter 1. Turn with me, if you will. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And the word reign means rule. Verse 3. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Now, we learn that Josiah, king of Judah, had three sons, Amon, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah. Now, until today's lesson, the prophet is called. We're in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of Yah the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. What does sanctify mean, Jesus? Yes, you're so smart. It means set apart, made holy. And I ordained you a prophet to all nations. Well, what does the word ordained mean? Tell Miss Sandra what it means. You're so smart. It means anointed and appointed. Oh, you sheep are so smart. We're at verse 6 of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. Well, what does the word youth mean? Adolescent, teenager, between childhood and adulthood. Boy, you sheep are so smart. And you had the nerve to say that we sheep are easily led, humble, where we are, submissive to other people. Nonetheless, oh, and they say that sheep are not smart, but you have proven to me that you are. We're in verse 7, let's read. But Yah the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you, deliver you, says Yah the Lord. Then Yah the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yah the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over kingdoms to root out. Uh-oh. See, what does the word root out mean to you? Oh, that's right. I heard someone, you said remove. That's good. Root out needs to remove. Root out. Someone else says eliminate. That's so right. Destroy. I hear. Well, that's good enough. So the word root out means to remove, eliminate, and destroy. And to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build and to plant. Now, let me just read verse 10 again. See, I have set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of Yah the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an, excuse me, see, I had to burp. I tried to hold it in, but I could not. I apologize. I see a branch of an olive tree. Verse 12. Then Yah the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. And the word of the Yah the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot, and it is facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, calamity shall break forth. Okay, see, what does calamity mean? Oh, you're so smart. Disaster. Wonderful. Out of the north, calamity or disaster shall break forth. All the inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants? Oh, you're so smart. That's right. It means the residents or the people that live there. So we are to understand that out of the north, calamity or disaster shall break forth on all the inhabitants, the people or the residents of the land. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says Yah the Lord. They shall come, and each one set his throne at the entrance gates of Jerusalem. Now, how many entrance gates are there in Jerusalem? Oh, I went to the library yesterday to look that up. And there seems to be, my search engine did not give me an exact number, but I counted 7. So let's say that there are from 7 to 10 entrances at the gates of Jerusalem. Against all its walls all around, and against all the cities of Judah. Verse 16. I will utter my judgment against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me. Forsaken sheep? You're right. Abandoned? Left? All right. Those are, you're correct. Burned incense to other gods and worship the works of their own hands. Verse 17. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise. He's talking to Jeremiah. And speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces. And what does dismay mean? Shock. Okay. Distress. That's a good one. Horrified. Very good, she. Lest I destroy you before them. Verse 18. Behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes, against its priests. Let me read that again. Verse 18, because I should have said it's princes, and I said the princes. Verse 18 again. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land, that they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. What does prevail mean? Win. They will not win against you, for I am with you, says Yah the Lord, to deliver you. We have read Chapter 1 of Jeremiah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, see, let us go to the book of Psalms 106. I have been reading Psalms 106 to you sheep for at least a month. I'm going to say at least 6 weeks. I left off at verse 35 last time, but I want to go back up to verse 34, and it reads, they did not destroy the people concerning whom Yah the Lord had commanded them. And I told you, you can find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 2 through 4. At least those are the verses that I read. Now, we're going to pick up at verse 35. And there's a reason why those people should have been destroyed. And this is it. But the people mingled with the people. Mingle means to join, merge, or mix. And they were not supposed to do that because they had the Holy Seed in them. And I got the Holy Seed from reading the book of Ezra. I forget where that Holy Seed comes from. It comes from Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I'm going to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, right quick, verse 2, and read those names. And then I'm going to read down to verse 4. And the Lord your God delivered them over to you. You shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Verse 3, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons. Why? For, I'm in verse 4 of Deuteronomy chapter 7, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of Yah the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. And this is why we are slaves over in the United States of America. You say, well, slavery is over to a certain extent. But I say to you, we cannot have, as we had in Detroit, our own Belle Isle without someone coming from another state and leasing it to the state of Michigan. You know, we do not have freedom or control the way that though the oppressor has over us. Let's pick up at verse 36 of Psalms. Oh, let me go back to verse 35. But they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols. And what are idols? Idols are images of a god. And we worship our God in spirit and in truth. You'll find that in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24. I do not want to mislead you sheep. Now, let us continue at verse 36. They served their idols, which became a snare. A snare is a trap or a net to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to evil demons. Well, to demons. Demons are evil spirits. And let me read verse 30. What is that? 37. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons, and demons are evil spirits, and shed innocent blood. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, I think, tells you shedding of innocent blood is one of the things that God hates. So stop this shedding of innocent blood, women. I don't care if you're young or old. Do not abort your child. Doesn't matter what the government may say. It matters what God says to save your souls. And if you don't believe that he is coming to redeem us, he is. And you have to change your ways. I'm speaking a word. I can't think of it. What is it? Repent and stop doing the things that you're doing. That was the word I wanted to say. Even the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to idols of Canaan. Oh, I didn't give you the names of those towns that Jesus utterly destroyed. I'm going back to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and read verse 1. When the Lord your God brings you into land which you are to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Ammonites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Havilites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. So those are the nations that you are to destroy. Verse 38. Well, in the middle of 38, I'll start at the beginning of verse 38 in Psalms 106. And shedding innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Polluted means what? Unclean. For instance, if you have a glass of clear water and you put food, red food coloring in it, you polluted it. It's no longer clear. They polluted the land with blood. Verse 39. Thus, they were defiled by their own works. And defiled means made spoil or unclean. They played the harlot by their own deeds. So what is a harlot? The dictionary told me slut, whore, or prostitute. So they played the harlot by their own deeds, by shedding the blood of their sons and daughters and sacrificing their children to evil demons. Verse 40. Therefore, the wrath means anger, of God the Lord was kindled. Kindled means ignited or lit against his people, those that he abhorred, he hated. Inheritance. So we're going to stop here at verse 41. Let's see. So that he hated his own inheritance. We're going to pick up at verse 41 next time of Psalm. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father God in heaven, we sheep. We love sheep. Thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Listen, sheep, go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eady. I thank you. And remember, sheep, God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more than I do. Talk with you next Sabbath, if it's God's will.